As Indonesians wait for official results from the presidential election, analysts gathered at the Foreign Correspondents Club in Jakarta are already looking ahead. Despite claims of voter fraud from opposition candidate Megawati Sukarno-Putri, they expect the official count will reflect the many independent surveys that give President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono more than 60% of the vote. Although the election was not perfect, Anies Baswedan with Paramadina University says it was legitimate and the losing party should get over it and concede before the public sees them as obstructionists.
Accept it, salute the president, move on. I mean, people will respect you.
He expects the losing political parties to undergo leadership changes, but to contend again in future elections. But Baswedan says Islamic organizations, which oppose the president, must seriously reevaluate their role in politics after failing to have much influence in the election.
I think it's a historic moment in the Indonesian politics in which Islam has always been seen as a major factor. And today, I mean yesterday, we have seen that that's not the case.
Nico Haryanto with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the margin of victory and the presidential party's large number of seats in parliament will make the president and not parliament the center of power.
I think in the future that in Indonesia will go back to the era of a one-man show politics, you know, where the personalization and also centralization of power will again, you know, happen in the hand of a president.
However, he says there will still be checks and balances to the president's power. Although the president has a strong hand in parliament, he will still need to build and manage coalitions to pass his agenda. Newspaper columnist and television public affairs show host Wimar Witular says the landslide re-election signaled to the world that the president's policies on foreign investment and ending corruption will continue.
The market went up today, obviously, not because he won, I guess because the others lost. So
he says the president will also have international credibility on global issues and to advance Indonesia's moderate Muslim image.
Now he can be, together with our friend Barack Obama, build a new world on tolerance, on ethnic diversity, and all the good things that we have sought.
Witular says President Yudhoyono's second term will be less cautious and more focused on building a lasting legacy. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.